From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. A man believed to be a member of the Taliban blew himself up inside the U.S. military-run Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan, killing at least four people, wounding at least 14 others. That attack occurred just outside the dining hall at the base. UN human rights monitors in Iraq continue uncovering evidence of growing atrocities against civilians by Islamic State militants as the battle for Mosul advances. The story from Lisa Schlein at the UN in Geneva.
UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Zayed Raad Al Hussein spokeswoman Ravina Shamdasani says the UN has come across images of children being forced to carry out executions.
ISIL also posted a video on Wednesday showing four children, believed to be between 10 and 14 years old, shooting to death four people for spying for the ISF and the Peshmerga. The video shows the victims falling into a river nearby.
Shamdasani says there is evidence Islamic State is stockpiling large quantities of ammonia and sulfur in Mosul close to civilian areas. She says this is raising concern that IS intends to use chemical weapons against civilians as part of its strategy to hang on to Mosul. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Tens of thousands of demonstrators in Seoul staged a mass rally today demanding the ouster of President Park Geun-hye. A scandal over a multi-million-dollar influence peddling scheme, allegedly organized by the president's longtime friend Jae Soon-shil, has shattered Park's carefully crafted political image. As an incorruptible leader, it has also left her increasingly isolated and powerless. This is VOA News. Protests against U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's victory continue throughout the United States, some of them violent. In Portland, Oregon, one person was shot in the leg early this morning, and police used tear gas and flashbang grenades on protesters who were said to be throwing burning projectiles at officers. In Los Angeles, police said they detained 185 people, many of them for trying to blockade the city's crowded auto freeways. In New York, hundreds of people gathered in Washington Square Park for a love rally late Friday, then set out for Manhattan's Union Square, a traditional destination for political marches about 1 kilometer away. In Midtown Manhattan, more demonstrators gathered near President-elect Trump's current residence and a luxury triplex apartment in one of the city's most exclusive shopping districts. In Miami, during one demonstration, a Trump supporter joined the demonstrators.
My point of view is this is America, and as a veteran, on Veterans Day, it would be inappropriate for someone who stood up for the country for the way it was built to not be here to show support for the country. And that's why I came out, even though I know I'd be outnumbered about 3,000 to 1.
And this woman is an anti-Trump demonstrator.
I'm opposing this man. This man is not going to be my president. He's not going to take away my rights. He's not going to take away the rights of my friends.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has visited Antarctica ahead of an international climate change conference in Morocco next week. Mr. Kerry's aides say the trip was an opportunity for him to learn more about Antarctic climate change. The secretary has made no public statements while there. Mr. Kerry returns to New Zealand today to meet with the Prime Minister John Key. From there, the secretary travels to the Middle East for talks, and then he is slated to deliver a major climate change speech. President Barack Obama's final scheduled foreign trip as president of the United States is likely to take on a more sobering tone after the surprise election of Donald Trump, who had vowed to abandon some of Mr. Obama's priorities. President Obama first travels to Greece, where he will deliver a major speech in Athens on the challenges raised by globalization. From there, Mr. Obama heads to Germany, where he will hold a bilateral meeting with Chancellor Angela Merkel. A concert by British pop legend Sting is marking the reopening of the Paris Bataclan Concert Hall 1 year after suicidal jihadis killed 90 people with guns and explosive belts. Sting said the concert proceeds will go to two charities helping survivors. More than 1,700 people have been officially recognized as victims of the horror that unfolded at the Bataclan Paris cafes and Francis National Stadium. The Bataclan said all 1,000 Sting concert tickets sold out in less than 30 minutes. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.